So to start off, can you just tell me a little bit about this Backcountry Film Festival and its history and some of the background?
Well, the Winter Wildlands Alliance is a group down in the lower 48, which started the film festival about 12 years ago. And we've been showing the films here in Homer for at least, at least 6 years, I think, and maybe longer than that. And once again this year, the Ketchmack Nordic Ski Club is joining up with the Alaska Quiet Rights Coalition to sponsor this year's film festival on Thursday, February 9th, 7 p.m.
Tell me a little bit about some of the films that are coming. Is there a theme to the festival?
Well, the theme is basically the human-powered experience in winter. So there's a lot of films about skiing. There's films about snowshoeing. And there's films about family life. There's a film about a mountain guide with an infectious enthusiasm for life. There's quite a variety, but the theme that ties them all together is the human-powered experience in backcountry winter.
Are these all short films, or are there any feature-length films that'll be playing too?
Yeah, we've got 11 short films. They range from, some of them are just only about 3 minutes, up to about 15 minutes in length. And we've got 11 films altogether that we'll be showing with an intermission in between.
I'd like to know why you think that this type of themed film festival would be of interest, particularly to people here in this area?
Well, you know, it's interesting. For the past couple of winters when we had very little snow, I think people really enjoyed seeing these films and enjoying winter vicariously through the films. But this year we've got much better snow conditions, and so people are getting out and enjoying it. And I think people just enjoy seeing how other people enjoy backcountry, how it can be enjoyed without motorized vehicles, how the beauty of the backcountry is just infectious.
And what do you hope that people who attend will take away from this event? What do you hope will come from this?
Well, a couple of things, and working with the Alaska Quiet Rights Coalition, you know, we support areas of backcountry that are off limits to motorized vehicles, and that you have to work a little bit harder to get into, but you experience a completely different setting with the beauty of just the quiet around there. And you know, these films really enforce the importance of having quiet backcountry areas. So, you know, we're hoping that people will appreciate the importance of advocacy for quiet rights. Also, the Ketchmack Nordic Ski Club, which has been a sponsor of the Backcountry Film Festival for many years, is trying to encourage people to participate in that organization to help with supporting an organization that maintains our ski trails and provides lots of great winter family fun for everybody.